Well, let's be very, very clear when it comes to Cuchulainn Nillan. That view is not just my view. You heard through that meeting that it was the views of many others, both other councillor and from some of the island community, that there is a frustration. There is a frustration that we're coming in here every quarter, for me particularly this last 12 years, and asking nearly the same question. Now, am I saying there's nothing getting done? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. And I stated clearly some of the projects that I very, very much welcomed and projects that I'd be very much involved in myself. That said, as much as I welcome all that, the fact is that there's still far more work that we could do. For example, if we had more employment and more staff in the Department of the Marine, it would mean that we could apply for projects similar that we see in the West Coast. And fair play to the ones down the west who are getting multi-million projects built. Piers, like if you take Kairani and there and more, we need work done on that there for the last 30, 40 years. Now, we've applied this year for it, but why didn't we apply many other years ago? The slip in Ellen Hardy needs to be looked at. The KSD and Inishbofin, the KSD in Ola. So there's a lot of work that we could do if we had the staff in, but we don't have the staff in place. And that doesn't take away from the staff that's there at the moment. But the fact is that we're coming in here quarter after quarter, and to bear in mind that there's some of even the elected representatives there who don't visit the islands, who doesn't seem to have a big interest in the islands at all, if any interest whatsoever. And for me, I get very frustrated because I'm passionate about the islands. I commit quite a lot of time to my island, as I do obviously to the mainland. And I believe very strongly in Cathram na Féinne. What's good enough for us in the mainland is good enough for the people on the island. For far too long, the people in the islands, in my view, have been ignored through the Fianna Fáil Fine Gael government, since the foundation of the Free State. And when I have the opportunity, need that be something to do with our own infrastructure on the mainland or the infrastructure on the islands, I will use every opportunity to be that voice, because at the end of the day, the people of the island elect me and they pay my wages.
And within the structure of the committee, there was others making contributions about dialogue and rejigging the committee to make it work better. Do you have any suggestions or recommendations that you'd make to making the committee more effective?
Well, yeah, one of the things that I think that would make it effective is that we as politicians actually understand island life, the smaller island life, invest our time getting to know the island community and getting to know the issues and the challenges that faces the island community. That there would be a massive help to us being able to focus and have passion into the work that needs to be carried out on the island. Unless you know it, how can you talk as much about it? And there are many other suggestions there, that there's a commitment that things aren't red tape, that there is a commitment that things aren't put in the long finger. Look, I'm not saying that everybody that's working on island issues are not interested in the islands. Challenges that are there. I'm not saying that. There's fantastic work getting done in Rannoch na Mara and Templet and some of the other departments. But what I'm saying is that we deserve more, we deserve better, and we should be listened to when we say that we're not having the infrastructure built that is needed. And as one man from the island said today at this meeting, says, you have to remember, our piers and our harbours are equal to your roads.